This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Jack Kingston, who represents the Peach State's 1st Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Appropriations Committee and one of the many different conversations that has begun upon Capitol Hill in the wake of the horrific shootings in Arizona over the weekend is whether or not more money should be spent on security for members both here in Washington as well as when they go back to their districts, as they do just about every weekend in many cases. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, Greg, thanks a lot.
There's a lot of different ideas about what should be done right now, but one of the things we've heard said by a couple different members, mostly Democrats, is that this is a good time to reverse that 5% cut in House office budgets that was passed in the very early days of this new Congress. They say, in fact, that money that was taken out should not only be restored but increased because of the threat that clearly exists. What do you say to that?
I do not think we need to do that. Number one, Congress needs to tighten its belts, and we still have plenty of resources that if we need to beef up security, all we have to do is push some of the resources around. We do not have to increase them. So that'd be number one. But number two, one of the things most members fail to realize is that when we are out of Washington, D.C. and off of the Capitol premises, we are protected by the local law enforcement agencies. And when I have town meetings, and I've had a lot of them, I had over 30 town meetings last year, and they were all open mic, public forums, free-for-alls in the First Amendment. We had local police that came on their own in most cases because of logistics, crowd control, and just in case somebody got out of hand. But that is the proper role of the local police, and we are protected, and it's very important that we continue to have that relationship because we want to be accessible.
And from what we've heard, Capitol Police to some extent already coordinates with local officials when members go back to their districts. Is that accurate?
Yes. If you have somebody who's been sending you threatening letters, all you have to do is, and we do, we turn them over to the Capitol Hill Police. If they look like, hey, this might be serious, we turn them over to the police, and then when we're in our district, they can coordinate with the local police and say, hey, do you have anything going on Joe Smith? Because he's been talking a lot, running his mouth a lot, and just want to make sure that if he shows up, that is he a harmful guy or not? Just that kind of discussion can go on right now and can go on in more abundance if we need it to.
So basically what you're saying is most of what, if not all of what is needed to keep members secure both here in the Capitol and back in their districts is already in place. It's just a matter of making sure that it's implemented.
Yes, and you know, it's interesting. There's a news article today, which I think was in the New York Times, that said in a review of the a couple of years worth of threatening letters, not one of them has turned into an action. It's just that they are rhetorical threats, and people, you know, do like to kind of kick their members of Congress rhetorically, and I understand that. But, you know, the acts of a madman, somebody who believes that the U.S. government is controlling thought through currency and bad grammar, you can't predict that. As much as we would like to be able to, it's very difficult to predict, but it could happen to a member of Congress. It could happen to somebody shopping, you know, at Walmart tomorrow. It's hard to determine what these people might do next, but it's not an organized group, and it's something that you can't really correlate to, okay, how do you prevent it?
What's been the reaction of your family and your staff to what happened over last weekend?
Well, people are concerned about what could happen. We certainly would want to have our own family, staffers, and guests at a town meeting protected from any contingency. And so people are saying, you know, are we taking enough steps? And yet most people do realize that we're not under a big threat of danger. As much as this happenstance is sad and tragic, it's not like, okay, this is going to happen again. We got to take steps. I mean, it may happen again, but it may happen in a school board. It may happen at a college campus. It may happen in a McDonald's. It's just one of these difficult issues that we have to grapple with as society. And I think where Congress is misserving itself right now is to try to jump up and down and come up with a 10-point plan of action. And that's the political nature of this, but I think that would be the wrong reaction.
Well, let me ask you, you made it very clear what you think should happen, and that's basically just follow the procedures that are currently in place. But given the fact that sometimes there is that tendency to take significant action when there's been a tragedy and a really shocking event like this, what do you expect to happen?
Well, I think we're going to have some discussion about gun control, and Congressman Peter King is already talking about passing a law that says you can't have a gun around certain public officials within 1,000 feet, I think. There's discussion that if somebody threatens a member of Congress, that will become a higher level of a crime. Actually, it would become a crime similarly to threatening the president. And I think that there will be a lot of talk about, okay, when a member of Congress goes off premises, he's going to have his police entourage with him. But I feel like we don't need to do that.
Congressman, one other thing before we let you go. In addition to the precautions we've already talked about, I noted in a political story yesterday that your office is also equipped with panic buttons should anything happen in your office. Is that common on the Hill? And how much reassurance does that provide you and your staff?
Helpful because we have a lot of staffers and we get a lot of, you know, odd members of the public that come in all the time. We have, you know, 90% of our customers are delightful, but we do get our share of, you know, some strange people. And I want my staff to feel comfortable. And so we have buttons discreetly installed around and desk locations and so forth that people can push in case somebody comes in, and we'll have a fast response.
Well, like you said, Congressman, there's likely to be a number of different conversations in reaction to this tragedy. Thank you, sir, very much for your time with us, as always.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Absolutely. You too, sir. Georgia Congressman Jack Kingston represents his state's 1st Congressional District, member of the House Appropriations Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.